In honor of the upcoming Shavuot holiday, just a quick idea. The truth is that this is not a holiday that, if we think about it in terms of the play, how it played out, didn't necessarily end well, as 40 days later, we have Shavuot Sabbatamas, where Moshe comes down and sees the golden calf, and he shatters, he breaks the tablets. And so the question is then, what are we celebrating? The truth is that, so a beautiful idea from the Chaban, who says, he explains that the nature of the first set of tablets was very unique and very special, and there's an idea there that's so important that, that this idea, very kernel of truth, that is something that I think that we need to really focus on when we come to Shavuot, and that is that it says that the letters were charut al haluchot, they were engraved on the tablets. What does that mean? And so the letters were hovered. You could see the same letter from both sides. What it really means is that what it said and it was actually one with, and there was no difference, there was no differentiation, there was no separation between the actual tablets and what was said in them. And the idea, the model for us is to be able to incorporate and to basically be able to bring into ourselves and to be able to completely merge the ideas, the ideals of the Torah into our being. Our soul should be one with our bodies and with our whole being. And so that when we come to the Torah, and to this, the idea of the revelation, to Shavuos and Mamad Har Sinai, to the revelation at Sinai, and we re-experience this special day, we want to aspire to be like those first set of tablets, which were completely connected, completely one and the same, and that we should be able to be blessed to be able to have lives that are completely integrated when it's all one. And so in that way, we'll have a wholeness. And ultimately, I think if we achieve that, we'll see the coming of Mashiach. Wishing everybody a Chag Sameach.